Speaking this morning with Mike Love with the Beach Boys. And, Mike, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be on the program.
Well, you guys are going to be in concert, part of the Cache Valley Cruise Inn, and that is coming up on June the 30th at Cache County Fairgrounds. The Beach Boys' career has just been magnificent. Can you tell us about the early days in 1961 when you guys were just getting started?
Oh, sure. You know, we grew up in Southern California near the beach community. So we were the first ones to make a song that had the lyrics involving surfing. So our first song was called Surfing in 1961. 62 was Surfing Safari, and 63, Surfing USA. And I remember how well those songs went over in Utah. We'd come to the lagoon, just outside of Salt Lake City, and had a great time. We'd come like three times a year, beginning, middle, and end of summer. So we've had a long history in Utah. So we always look forward to coming back, and it'll be fun to do the cruise in this year.
Now, you actually have a song called Salt Lake City that you guys recorded because you did have such a good connection with Utah, right?
We did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we come up that way, we often do that song.
Mm-hmm. There's also another Utah connection that I've heard, and I want to ask you if this is true. The song Fun, Fun, Fun was actually about an incident that occurred in Salt Lake City?
Well, actually, what it was is we'd come up and played the lagoon, and we were stayed at the Holiday Inn, and on our way to the airport, and I said, look, we got a song that starts with like a Chuck Berry type guitar intro. I want to talk, the subject matter being the girl borrows the dad's car to say she's going to go to the library, but really, she just goes and cruises and hangs out with her friends. And so we did it.
And it just became a huge hit for you guys, and I wanted to ask you a little bit, before we let you go, because it is just an honor for me to be able to talk to you, because the Beach Boys and yourself, you're icons in the rock and roll and pop music industry. And one of the questions I was going to ask you is, of the musical acts of that day, how much interaction did you guys have?
We had pretty good interaction with a lot of people, because we would do these big concerts with multiple acts. For us, we have an opening act on a Beach Boys tour. I remember Buffalo Springfield, comprised of Stephen Stills and Neil Young, are the ones that are most known for their work with Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. But Buffalo Springfield is how they got their start, and they're from Canada, and they were an opening act on one of our tours. We had Sonny and Cher was an opening act. We had Neil Diamond was an opening act. We had a lot of people over the years, in the early years, who we performed with, and some of them we toured with, not just that one concert, but maybe a couple weeks on the road. So we got to know some of the guys pretty darn well. It was a lot of fun. I remember singing Good Vibrations with the Buffalo Springfield on a road trip one time, and just this extended version. I wish we could have recorded that because it was pretty phenomenal.
Then you had recently at Southern California's A Concert for America, a tribute to Ronald Reagan. You had a special little event that took place. It was kind of a reunion for several of you, right?
Yeah, it was. Al Jardine and Brian Wilson had been doing their own separate things over the last decade or so. But I called Al and said, hey, what you want to do the Reagan Centennial? It was the 100th birthday celebration, the centennial celebration of Ronald Reagan, who was our better presidents, I believe. And we had some history with the Reagans. We did two inaugural galas with them and a thing of the White House South Lawn, a benefit premiere of Superman. And beyond that, we did a few concerts at the Washington Monument grounds during the time, you know, the president and Mrs. Reagan were in office back there in D.C. So anyway, I felt it would be a really appropriate thing for as many of us who care to come back and be a part of that celebration. And we did. It was pretty phenomenal. There was a lot of people that actually were in Washington, D.C. at the time and worked for the Reagans, even cabinet members. And they were, people like George Shultz. Just a number of people there who were, I mean, he's 90 years old, but he was enjoying the music. He was up and grooving to You helped me run and fun.
Now, who was the government official that actually tried to ban you from a concert at the Washington Monument?
That was the Secretary of Interior in the Reagan's first administration. That was, his name was James Watt, and he said rock music was not appropriate for July 4th. And we thought it was pretty well appropriate since rock music originated in the United States anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Reagan was really nice. She called and apologized for what he said, and she couldn't have been nicer. And Ronald Reagan made it into a big joke. It was pretty funny. So, but it showed just how many people really liked the Beach Boys. When that happened, they had something like 40,000 calls to the Department of Interior complaining.
Well, this will be my first opportunity to see you guys in concert. I actually had tickets once when I was living near St. Louis and something came up and I couldn't come. But I'm really looking forward to this because you guys have a party, from what I understand. People have seen you say it's just a great show.
Yeah, it is. And we, you know, we began with the surfing songs, and ordinarily we'll end up with fun, you know, which is kind of special. And there is a connection there to Utah, that's for sure. And, yeah, we enjoy what we do, and we even enjoy more the fact that people really still like our music, even after going on 5 decades here. So,
now, one thing I've noticed just from my years in radio, and I've been doing this since 75, that your music actually just goes all age groups. I mean, even today, the little kids, they know your music. That's got to be something special for you.
It's very special. We see children, preteens, teens, young adults, adults, you know, seniors. We've seen, you know, depending on the type of event, I think the cruising is going to be the type of event where all kinds of families will come out and stuff. And you see multiple generations having a great time with the Beach Boys music being a centerpiece of that fun time. So that makes us feel really good to see that not only is our music appreciated so many years after we started, but the Beach Boys music is appreciated by all ages. You know, I mean, I have a 15-year-old daughter who thinks a couple of our songs are absolute, you know, genius and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to hear that from a person who is, you know, who's in her teens appreciating our music.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about the reunion that you had back in February. But are there any other thoughts about having more reunions and maybe a tour with the other guys?
Well, actually, there's a lot of conversation going on, a lot of interest, and we've been speaking to people regarding a 3D documentary and performance, you know, event that would be documented in 3D. And there are all kinds of, I mean, I think the Grammys may well honor the Beach Boys next February. That and a bunch of other things that have been discussed. There's no real definitive, you know, carved in stone type dates or anything, but there's a lot of projects being discussed, recording, touring, and, you know, special events. So I think it's going to be a great year. I think it's going to be a fun celebration, and it's, you know, it's a blessing to be able to have your music appreciated so many years after you first started making it.
Well, it was, 1961 when you guys got started?
That's right.
Yeah.
The fall of 1961, our first song, Surfing.
Well, you know, who's in your band now? How long have you guys been together?
Well, we've been touring nonstop forever. And, you know, my cousin Dennis passed away in 83, mm-hmm. and my cousin Carl passed away about 13 years ago of lung cancer. So that obviously necessitated us, you know, having another drummer and another, you know, guitar player and stuff. It was a bummer to see those guys, you know, have to leave. You know,
yeah.
It was really a drag because they're family members. So, but John Cowsill is our drummer. Now, he was with the group The Cowsills, who did very well. And, yeah.
I'm a big fan of them. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a great drummer and a really strong singer. We have John Cowsill on drums, and we have Bruce Johnston took Brian's place. My cousin Brian stopped touring with Beach Boys regularly in 1964, and mm-hmm. Bruce came along and joined us. You know, Glenn Campbell was in our group for 6 months or more,
mm-hmm.
and so that was cool. You know, but my son Christian is singing Carl Wilson's parts on Good Vibrations and Kokomo, and so there's Bruce, myself, John Cowsill, Christian Love, and you know, we have our lead guitarist, who's really great, Scott Totten, and the guy that sings the falsetto, the high parts that Brian did on the recordings, his name is Randell Kirsch. And so we have a really nice group of guys, and if you close your eyes and just listen, not look, but just listen, it'll sound like 1965 when we're doing California Girls. We're obsessed with replicating those songs to the best degree possible, you know, the most accurate representation, the most, you know, perfect reenactment. That's what our obsession is. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten a lot of compliments over the last several years of how great the band sounds.
Well, that's fantastic. We're really looking forward to seeing you, Mike, and seeing the other guys. And when you mentioned John Calseal, my face must have lit up big time, because I really love the Calseals' music when they were out.
Yeah,
so
they're really
awesome.
Great. I think they like the harmonies just like we did.
Yeah.
And once in a while, when he has a moment, when he has a day off, John come up and play with us too. If he's not doing, you know, a stint on Glee, or he's not watching himself on reruns on Full House, he'll let him out.
Yeah, John Stamos did play with you guys at that reunion, didn't he?
He did, and he's the Reagan event, and he did play with us, and he is a big Beach Boys fan. He really, really enjoys coming out and performing with us when he's not busy doing one of his TV or movie things.
Mm-hmm. And you guys were on his TV show. You were also on Home Improvement at one time, weren't you?
Yeah, we were.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for joining us today, and we are just so looking forward to you. I know we're going to have a big crowd out there. You're really going to enjoy Cache Valley. It's a beautiful little arena. You know, it's right in a very picturesque area. But you're just going to have a great time, and maybe you'll get to see some nice cars too.
So fun to see all those classic cars.
Yeah,
they're works of art. A lot of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dave, thank you for having me on the program, and we look forward to seeing you and everybody else within shooting distance of Cache Valley. We'll see you at the cruise in.
Thank you very much, Mike, and we'll see you in June, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Mike.